hand and not let any come near us or our dwelling in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up so we do not even dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way by the wiles of the enemy. We ask you to let us tread upon the lion and the serpent, and let us trample the young lion and the serpents under our feet. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble. Deliver us, honor us, and satisfy us with a long life, and show us your salvation in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that our Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphantly over them in himself. We claim all that victory for our lives. We reject all the insinuations, accusations, and temptations of Satan. We affirm that the word of God is true, and we choose to live in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, and in fellowship with you. Open our eyes and show us the areas of our lives that do not please you. Work in us to cleanse us from all ground that will give Satan a foothold against us. In the name of Jesus, we do in every way stand in all that it means to be your adopted child. And we welcome all the ministering of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit that brings all things to our remembrance. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that now and through our lives, you would strengthen and enlighten us. Show us the way Satan and his demonic spirits are trying to hinder and tempt you. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus. And we cover each of ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
You know who it is.
Who it is?
It's
the station for every generation. KAYT KQJOFM. Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi.
If you've been hit by medical collections, late payments, evictions, bankruptcies, foreclosures, collections, tax liens, repossessions, judgments, and student loans, then this program is for you. Welcome to Financial Freedom with Philip Gallo. This program is designed to help you raise your credit score for your next job, for your next car, or even for your next home. This is Financial Freedom with Philip Gallo.
Okay. Well, good morning. And I'm so excited to share some vital information in the most talked about industry today in financial services, and that's credit restoration, or having good credit. It's all about financial freedom, because if you do not have credit today, you really don't have any power financially. And information I want to share with you, this is all under the Fair Credit Reporting Act law. Today, almost 7 out of 10 people today have less than perfect credit. And today, everything is based on credit. Car insurance, not just buying a car, buying a home, but even car insurance and homeowner insurance and so many other things. Today, over 65% of major companies are checking people's credit before they hire them or promote them on a job. So I want to share some vital information. And what's so important is always know, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. So under the Fair Credit Reporting Act law that was passed in 1971, this is how our company is able to remove delinquent and derogatory items from your credit profile. That includes late payment, collections, bankruptcies, judgments, foreclosures, public records, student loans. Yes, I said student loans, child support, medical bills, tax liens, repossessions, evictions, and so many other things. Because it's very important, as I said, it's very important to know what your rights are. Because, you know, we talk about the bureaus all the time. Most people are not aware that the bureaus are not government agencies. They are privately held billion-dollar companies, okay? So they don't correct your information. Your information is constantly being sold. That's why we get so much junk mail all the time. You come in and you check your mailbox, you have all types of junk mail because your information is being sold all the time. So I just want to share with you some vital information about credit. And I want to start off with the myths about credit, that credit agencies are empowered with some kind of governmental authority. That's not true. That's a myth. Credit agencies have no legal authority, and they are privately held companies who are in business of just selling information. Also, another myth about credit, this is a myth now, that credit agencies are required by law to keep derogatory items on your credit report for 7 to 10 years. That's another myth. There is no law that credit agents report any items on your credit report. They are required by law to remove all derogatory items older than 7 years, like student loans, and also bankruptcies can be removed. Also, another myth is that information on your credit report cannot be changed. Okay, that's another myth. That's why the Fair Credit Reporting Act law was set up to, it was set up by Congress in 1971, okay? And Congress enacted this because of the intrusion of these privately held billion-dollar companies. So the fact that to know that those items can be removed from your credit profile. So once again, I just want to share this information, and I'm hoping that you will call in to have some questions about knowing your rights. One of the other great things we'd like for people to know is that when you have a credit card, it's important to know that if you have, and I'm going to use an example, let's say you have a $1,000 limit on your card. And maybe you say, you know what, I'm paying my card, my credit bills on time, my credit card on time, but my score is not increasing. Well, then you need to know that there's a 30% rule. You need to know that you should not let your monthly charges go over 30% of your limit. So if I have a $1,000 limit on my card, and maybe I'm keeping my balances at $800 a month, and I'm paying it on time, the bureaus are going to hold your scores down. So you're supposed to keep it at 30%. That means I should keep my monthly charge around $300 a month. If I had an emergency that month, and maybe I had to buy some car tires, and I carried the bill up to $800, the goal is to bring it back to 30%, and my scores will increase. That's why this information, when we talk about financial freedom, we talk about having freedom, it's all about knowing your rights. But when it comes to credit, because credit today, different from years ago, we know 20 years ago, my credit score did not determine what my car insurance or homeowner insurance would be. So these are just some information. This is vital information. You know, even in the example, maybe my neighbor and I live in the same size home, and I could possibly be paying $200 a month more than my neighbor just because I have a lower credit score, okay? So the goal is to get your score into the 700s. Today, the national average, over 60 million people, almost 7 out of 10 people today have a score of less than 599 or lower. So what we're able to do is when you know your rights, our company is able to remove those delinquent and derogatory items from your credit profile so you can have a better quality of life financially. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, everything today is based on credit. And I just want you to be able to call in if you have some questions. And I just want to thank you again for allowing us to be on KAYT-KQJO, for allowing us to give out this vital information. And I'm hoping that you can call in, because today having a better credit score financially can improve your quality of life so that you don't have to worry about paying 18 and 20% on used cars, or maybe having a home finance in less than 7%, or maybe you're getting your home refinanced where it's at 3% instead of 7%. It can make a big difference in your quality of life financially. Once again, my name is Naeem Abdullah. I'm one of the vice presidents with our company, United Credit Education Services. That's our company, United Credit Education Services. And I'm so excited to share this information. So I would like to see if you had any questions, if you could call in. We have a number, 1-877-464-2500. Once again, 1-877-464-2500. And I'm going to give my number out to call if you have any questions after the show. So what we'd like to do now is see if there's anyone that have any questions at this time. Okay. Call in. We would love to answer some of the questions. As we said, just having a better quality of life financially. When you think about more than half Americans don't even know that score today, and what the average debt today is over $250,000 is what the average debt. And 2/3 of American people can't pass a financial literacy test because in our high schools and college they don't talk about credit and the value of credit. And this is why the national average of over 60 million people have an average score of 599, as I mentioned earlier. So definitely want to be able to answer some questions. My number that I would like to give out again, my number that you can call maybe after the show is over with, is area code 318-730-2776. Once again, area code 318-730-2776. If you have any questions. And also, we have a website. You can go to goodcreditagency.com. Once again, if you want to go to our website, goodcreditagency.com. And I'm just really so excited to share this information. And we're going to continue to bring information about credit. So the phone number, once again, is 1-877-464-2500. That's the phone number to call in. But one of the things I'm hoping that some information that we've shared with you about credit is all about knowing your rights. As I said earlier on the show, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. And the fact that about the bureaus, when we talk about Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, I have to always let people know that the bureaus are not government agencies. It's a play on the word when they say bureau. But that just means that they have been set up. That's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, ladies and gentlemen. They simply in the business of selling and reporting information for a profit. So knowing that you can have a better quality of life financially when you have a better credit score, because you know your credit is constantly being monitored. It can impact everything from interest rates to insurance premiums. And with our strong credit score today, you can be denied the ability to even rent today. Rent, purchase a home, get a credit card, and now, as I mentioned earlier, even being denied employment. Because we know years ago, having a bad credit score did not affect your ability to get a job, but over 60% of major companies are now checking credit. So I hope that we've been able to share some vital information, and we want to thank the radio station once again for allowing us to share this information. You know, when you have a radio station like this that brings vital information, it's important to know that this information that we can share with other family members. So once again, we want to thank KAYT KQJO FM for allowing us to share this information. And we'll be here every Monday at 9:45. And once again, if you have any questions, please feel free to call 1-877-464-2500 for any questions. And also, to give out a direct line, it's area code 318-730-2776. So, but you know, we found over the years so many people did not know that never pay a charged-off debt. Okay, I want to give out this information. Whenever debt has been charged off, most of the debt we have, even when a home is foreclosed, companies don't lose money. In fact, every debt we have insurance on it. So I just want to give out this information. When a company is calling you that the company sold the debt, once they sell the debt, there's not an obligation on you to pay a debt collector because the debt collector has purchased the debt, okay? So it would not change your score when you are paying a debt collector because that information has been sold, okay? So what they do, I won't call any company name, but what they do, they once it's been charged off, they write it off as a loss, then they sell the debt for pennies on a dollar to a debt collector, okay? Once that's been sold to a debt collector, you're not under any obligation to pay them because it will not change your score. This is information.